of Philly streets. He brings the groove and divine deets. Tales of dreams and rainbow skies. The joy he spreads is no disguise. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace. You are now tuned in to On Air Philadelphia. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And today, I feel called to talk about building mental fortitude to show up and love. Now, this is something that literally we were just talking about for Live, Love, Create. And this space has cultivated so much love from within. And I'm really grateful to be able to collaborate, connect, and communicate about these different topics openly, especially with community, because we all have different, you know, things that we've experienced, but we all receive similar lessons, you know, and it comes in different forms and different shapes, but it definitely is an interconnectedness when we're able to just like communicate vulnerably and transparently about what we've experienced and how we want to grow and become better. So, yeah, I believe that this is at the heart of living a happy and healthy, fulfilling life, which is ultimately love. You know, love is unconditional. Love comes in so many different forms. Love comes in so many different languages. So, specifically, I want to focus on the fact that to show up in love means that you're allowing your presence to be fulfilled with the experience that you are in. So using our words to build mental fortitude and to approach challenges with ease is important, because ultimately how we speak to ourselves will guide our reality. So with that being said, let's be intentional with our breath, so that way we're affirming positive thoughts that are reinforcing our mental fortitude. So that way we can be able to recognize the energy that we want to receive as we inhale, and the energy that you would like to let go and release as you exhale. Thank you. light grows, it dissolves all fears, all doubts, and worries. Now bring your attention to your heart. Imagine your heart blossoming, speaking to your heart with peace. And affirm, I am worthy of love, care, and compassion. I am worthy to trust myself on my journey. I am deserving of reciprocity, prosperity, and serenity. I am deserving of greatness. Because I am greatness. Ashe. May you allow yourself to affirm that love will always meet you where you are. May you be filled with love and light of the universe. May your heart be healed and your spirit fulfilled. May you trust in your own inner guidance and wisdom. And allow yourself to be reminded that the true nature of love is unlimited. So, with that being said, I've been thinking a lot about love. I don't know if you've been noticing the pattern. You know, these episodes are divinely guided. They have been flowing. But ultimately, love is always at the forefront. And the question I have is, what does it really mean to love ourselves? What does it really mean to love others? And ultimately, what does it really mean to show up with love in your daily life? For me, it's about being present, being kind, being compassionate, and ultimately, it's about recognizing that we're all human beings. I was just having this conversation with another divine being, Michael. Brother Michael, just very heartfelt with the way he uses words and affirming that we are human beings and we have the ability to do whatever it is that we set our mind to be. And we're all doing the best that we can. And we all deserve to be treated with love and respect. And you know, those things really at the forefront is how we continue to build any relationship. So yeah, one of the ways that we can show up with love is by using our words. And the way that we speak to ourselves and others has a profound impact on our mental and our emotional well-being. So when we use positive and affirmative language, we can actually rewire our brains to be more optimistic, resilient, and confident. And as we were talking about even in the episode before, with the ability to trust yourself and letting go of guilt, it's like you have to be able to affirm and be able to speak to yourself with ease. Maya said this like perfectly, like, just why are you talking to your inner child like that? Like, the way that you talk to yourself really determines how you're talking to your inner child. And she said from her perspective, like, if I was talking to a child the way I was talking to myself, I would be locked up. Like, and she said that it really clicked. It was like, yo, like, stop disrespecting your inner child. Like, the way that you talk to yourself is really like you talking to your inner child. And it's like, if you, you know, I understand being very critical or wanting to be, you know, controlling of a certain expectation or a certain outcome, but it's like it can't be so much so that now you're talking to yourself rudely and like not as kind, not as uplifting, you know, like that doesn't help. That's actually breaking down your fortitude. And how can you trust yourself when you're talking to yourself crazy? Like, you know, so it's like you got to be able to build that relationship with yourself the same way we're keeping an openness with building relationships with others and having love at the forefront. You deserve that same amount of love. So how can we start using our words to build mental fortitude and approach challenges with ease? Well, you can practice positive self-talk, okay? That's what we're talking about. You know, speak to yourself with kindness, compassion, encouragement. You know, uplift yourself. Do something that brings yourself peace and joy when it comes to how you speaking to yourself. I understand we might have a tough critic, but get that critic in line. You might gotta fire them. You might have to rehire, you know? Because that energy, if it's not providing you the best support that you need, then we might have to reassess. And we were talking about in our episode before about the child socialization patterns. And it's like those certain things about how we think that we might need to punish ourselves in order to get better. And it's like, listen, there's only but so much punishing you're going to be doing now. Okay. Like that doesn't always have to be the result to get to where you want to go. So find a better way where you can be able to speak to yourself and reframe your negative thoughts. Challenge the negative self-talk by finding a more positive and realistic perspective. Because ultimately, sometimes the negativity gets, you know, dragged out into a whole nother world. It gets unrealistic. And you affirming and believing that it's real will make it real. So let's affirm the realistic positive attributes of what can happen more than the negative. So you want to use affirmations, like we said earlier. They can start with I am. They can start with I can. They can start with I feel. I love. I speak. I see. I understand. You know, these things can really help you reframe. You know, if I am isn't best suiting for you, then maybe you want to lean more into I can, you know, I can be grounded. I can do anything I set my mind to. I can be creative, you know, just leaning into what you can do and not affirming against yourself and what you can't do. Because truth be told, if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you can't. So let's just affirm you can. And I definitely think that's something that we have to lean more into, you know. So, yeah, I trust myself and my abilities. I trust who I am becoming. I am building resilience in how I'm speaking to myself, you know. That's a little double entendre. But, yeah, so remember that love is a choice. It's a decision to show up with kindness and compassion and understanding. And when you choose to love yourself fully and open up to the world of possibilities, this is when we become more resilient. This is when we become more confident. This is when we are more at peace. So, real quick, because that was a lot. Let's just get a little moment of grounding real quick. Just a little minute. Deep inhale. Exhale. And we're going to run that affirmation. Affirm, loud and proud, I am loved. I am worthy. I feel that I am expanding in love. I am showing up in love. An amazing journey to be in love with love, and I definitely want to say that this journey has been very intriguing when it comes to the mental fortitude and the challenges that come your way that almost like tries to break it down. And you're like, no, I'm standing up for myself. No, I'm going to have faith in the forefront because I'm going to take the courage to take the step and seeing the result of what I've already envisioned with myself and what I believe in when it comes to the love that I'm providing to myself and others. So that's definitely in the area of self-awareness and reflection. So I definitely want to honor the fact that we are identifying our thoughts and our emotions, and we're recognizing the patterns and the triggers so that way we can better manage our mental state. So sometimes we might have to reflect on past challenges so that way we can acknowledge and analyze how we can overcome those obstacles and also apply those lessons to future challenges. We mentioned this in the last episode about Sankofa, which means go back and get it. So essentially, it's like, go back and get your wisdom. Go back and get those lessons that you already received. So that way, you can apply them in your present moment, and there will be no need to worry about your future. Then, we want to lean into that emotional regulation and that resilience. So to develop your emotional awareness means that you are recognizing your emotions. I know we have a grand emotional scale, but there's also a level of gratitude that we can practice so that way we can focus on the good things in our life and then maintain our positive outlook. I realized like just recently that expectation does have to be a part of manifestation. So expecting good things, expecting the universe to give you what you deserve, expecting that you are worthy of these things is definitely a good energy to just be able to affirm, like, you are deserving, you know, and that is coming to you because of how deserving you naturally are and how worthy of it you are. We all are worthy of love. So why not just be able to affirm and, you know, stand in the gratitude that we have so that we can be able to build that. Knowing that your support system is going to reflect how you're supporting yourself. Woo! So, because we were talking about this at Love, Love, Create. Someone was talking about the fact that they didn't know what community was. They were about to ask, like, what is community? Like, especially when you don't see examples of community, it's like, how can I know that I'm in a community? And he said that his determining factor of knowing that community doesn't have to be like-minded individuals. It can be the fact that we're all connecting off of the ability to want to grow, like the want to grow and literally connecting genuinely from where we are with a level of openness and everything like that is community. So it's just so beautiful to know that, like, even when you don't see examples of community, you can still feel like you are in one, because you are, because it's like you opened yourself up to the ability to support yourself in a different way, and we were able to like provide that energy. And you know, sometimes you could be in a community and just feel like you're observing and just being like, oh, okay, look at that community, and not even feel like you're a part of it. But in that instance, he was sharing his personal perspective on the fact that he feels like he's really in the community, like this is community. And that was just so beautiful to just see and honor. So yeah, I would say that surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with people that, you know, build a supportive network so that way they can help you navigate those challenges. And that's also up to your openness to receive, too. So you have to seek mentorship or coaching so that way you can work with someone who can guide and support you in building that mental fortitude. And, you know, that's why we're here. This is a version of support. You know, it might be through this radio, but hopefully, you know, there is something received to be able to bring that mental awareness and that clarity about how you're going to receive more energy towards your new beginning and transformation. So we are learning from failure and we're learning from setbacks. We are reframing failure, okay, as a learning opportunity. There is no failure when you know that it's a learning opportunity. So view your setbacks as a chance to grow and improve. And then practice your self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding so that way you know you can face your challenges. And that way you're giving yourself more ease. You're giving yourself the permission to receive the ease. Most of the time, it's us applying the pressure on ourselves, for real. And I recognize that just through how we speak to ourselves. And that's why I really affirm affirmations. That's something that really helped me in cultivating the way that I seen myself, the way I thought about myself, the way I speak to myself. Like, all of those things, it definitely helped a lot. I didn't think that, you know, at first coming from a perspective of like, oh, you just gonna say it and you think it's just gonna become true. And it's like, no, it's the process of acting within the affirmation that affirms it more. Yes, you can say it, claim it, be it, but there's also going to be the energy and the courage to stand in it, take the step, take the leap of faith, knowing that that's something that you're implementing. Like, I'm not just saying it, I'm being it, I'm acting through it. I'm confirming that my intentions match with my actions. So that's how you build that trust. So, just coming full circle, when we're talking about love is showing up, this means being present and fully engaged in the current moment. It's about cultivating a sense of awareness, compassion, and kindness towards ourselves and others. So showing up with love means being vulnerable, authentic, and honest. It involves actively listening, empathizing, and understanding different perspectives. So that way, when we show up with love, we can create a self and supportive space for growth, healing, and connection. Okay? So faith is a part of this, because this is building your resilience and your mental fortitude. Now, I feel like not everyone knows what mental fortitude, you know, truly is, because this, you know, there are a lot of terms that, you know, we're just coming to cross paths with. So I'll just let you know right now, before we go any deeper, that mental fortitude refers to the ability to withstand challenges, adversity, and difficult situations with resilience, courage, and determination. So this is something that's literally going to help us in the long term. You know, I definitely want to bring more awareness to mental fortitude, because we've been doing it in multitude of ways and different healing modalities, because that is something that is going to allow us to be protected and to also still persevere when, you know, you're trusting your guidance system and you're feeling different emotions from, could be from different past experiences, can be from trauma and lingering in the body. You know, it could be from someone's voice of, you know, how they spoke to you or what they said, you know, lingering in the back of your head. It could be intrusive thoughts, you know, thoughts that's not yours. Like, you know, it can be different things for real. And it's like building that mental fortitude will help you take action through the resistance. And that's when we talk about courage, because courage is a spark that ignites our actions, even in the face of resistance or fear. So it's about being brave, taking risks, and standing up for what you believe in. Courage is always going to involve pushing past your comfort zone, confronting your fears, and embracing uncertainty. So confrontation, I notice a lot of people does have a lot of fear behind confrontation. And that's probably because of the perspective of how they might be received, or what the other person might project, or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, you have to build this comfortability within yourself to confront your own shadows. And confronting someone is essentially confronting something within yourself. So when you start to really begin to confront those shadows within yourself, that's how you receive clarity. That's how you begin to build this version of acceptance and embracing the presence and letting go. So now we're talking about acceptance. This is the practice of embracing our present moment without judgment. So it's about letting go of our need for control and those specific outcomes. So it's definitely going to be a level of acceptance when it comes to being fully present, non-judgmental, and accepting yourself for where you are as well. So that way you can cultivate that compassion and that empathy. So that these are all like, did I talk about faith? Hold on. Because I did mention the mental fortitude and the courage. But just to implement the intention behind faith, faith is literally the foundation upon which our resilience and mental fortitude is built on. So like, it's trusting yourself and others and a higher power. Like, you literally would have to surrender to the unknown, letting go of control, you know, knowing that you're more likely to take risks, but this will help you pursue your passions. You know, there really is no risk when you are the one, you know, like when you're the one in your journey, And when you know that you're the only one in your own way, there is no risk. You know? So this will help you develop this growth mindset and reframe, once again, your challenges as opportunities to grow, to expand, to love, and to trust in your natural ability to navigate through the adversity. So yeah, like these are some things that I really wanted to speak on. It literally was on my heart because we've been cultivating so many different spaces, been going through so many different transitions in just life. And it's just really just showing me how to continue to show up for myself and showing up for others as well. So I have this video that I came across, or the video came across me, and it just embodies some of those things that I would want to leave you with as well. So take a listen.
I learned recently how grateful I am for storms. Quiet skies don't show you how strong you are. Calm doesn't force you to level up. No, it's when the ground shakes we learn to endure. We're forced to find within ourselves a resilience that was once tucked away. They say confidence is earned. And well, it's earned because when we walk through hell, we give our greatness permission to walk alongside us.
We give our greatness permission to walk alongside of us. That's exactly what I feel like we're doing every time we build the mental fortitude and the resilience to push through any fear programs or push through anything that's telling us otherwise, or any self-doubt, you know, any uncertainty, you know, just to see the growth on the other side of uncomfortability. And like that is really what I feel like the journey is affirming for us, that when you are going through any adversity or any challenges, any struggles, any grief, you know, you're literally going to be brought closer to yourself. And you're brought there when you give yourself the permission to feel, when you give yourself the permission to grow, when you know that the chaos is making room for abundance. I haven't said that in a minute, but that's something that I started affirming when I first, you know, just started becoming more aware of how I want to exist. And I literally was just affirmed that, you know what, this chaos, you know, towers falling, starting over, and, you know, energetic clearances and feeling like I'm losing people and all this stuff. It's like all of these things are helping me become more aware of what I actually need, what I require, the things that I need to affirm within myself. How am I speaking to myself? Like, it's just affirming a lot of those energies, and now I can become more clear with oneself. So on that note, I'm definitely grateful that y'all, you know, spent the time to be here in this moment on this Monday rising. And yeah, I hope you know that you are affirmed in building your mental fortitude and knowing that you can achieve anything you set your mind to, and you'll be able to achieve it again when you tune in next week, Monday rising, 10:30 a.m. on the
Sheen Anthony Show.